Podcasts you love from people you trust. This is the TWIT Podcast Network.
Bandwidth for the LaPorte Report is provided by DSL Extreme at dslextreme.com. Hi, this is Leo, and this is the LaPorte Report. This is an interview I did with Bill Good on CKNW, News Talk AM 980 in Vancouver, on the Chorus Radio Network. This was from September 15th, 2006. It's a half-hour interview, cut down about 18 minutes without news and sports. Thanks for listening.
Live from downtown Vancouver, broadcasting around the province of British Columbia and on the Chorus Radio Network, this is The Bill Good Show. Now, here is Bill Good.
I heard on the news this week that Apple was coming out with an iPod that I could watch movies on. And I thought, who wants to watch a movie on an iPod? I spent a whole lot of money a couple of years ago buying a fancy LCD 50-inch television screen to watch movies in high def with big surround sound. And yet, it seems whenever Apple does something, like the iPod, it knows what it's doing. Leo LaPorte is a technology journalist and host of Call for Help TV, and whenever I need to call for help when it comes to technology issues, I go to Leo LaPorte. Leo, hi.
Good morning, Bill.
Am I off base here, or are there thousands of people lining up wanting to watch a movie on a 3-inch screen?
Well, first of all, movie players have been around for a while. In fact, the iPod with video has been around for a year. What's really changed is now you can buy movies on iTunes, Apple's. They used to call it the iTunes Music Store. Now it's the iTunes Store.
Yeah.
Now, you can if you're in Canada. Unfortunately, they don't have that yet. It's in the U.S. only, although Steve Jobs said that we'll be international next year. That's really not Apple's issue. It's the movie companies. They're very scared of this whole thing. And right now,
do they have to be?
No. In fact, it's the future. If movie companies are smart, they'll jump on this because it's a chance for them to make more money. Right now, the DVD sales are good, but there's more and more people want to download these things. They want them right away. Of course, they can get them through their cable company, but the cable company takes a big chunk of the profits. So this is a chance for movie companies really to sell these movies directly to consumers for very little cost. I mean, they don't have to print anything, or, you know, if you download one or 1,000, it's about the same cost of the movie company. So I think it's a real profit center for them. But, you know, traditionally, content companies are very reluctant about new content distribution. They're very scared of it. They were very scared of the VHS tape, for instance.
Yep.
Very scared of the DVD. And in both cases, it was foolish because they've ended up making a lot of money on those new technologies.
In fact, now movies are being produced strictly to the DVD market.
That's right. And iTunes really provides an opportunity for movie makers, TV channels, and anybody who does video to go to a pretty big market. You know, iTunes is now the number 5 music store in the U.S., number 1 in Canada online. And it's a new way to buy movies. Now, the point you made, which I think is a very good point, is who wants to watch a movie on this little 2-inch screen? But what they've done is they've upgraded the quality of the video. You can buy, by the way, something like 40 different networks. Over 200 different shows are available on iTunes to buy, TV shows. 75 movies, all from Disney.
But I have my iPod in my hand, okay?
Yeah, you don't want to watch a movie on that.
No.
But what you can do right now is connect that to your TV. And these are being distributed this is one of the things they've changed, 640 by 480, which is better quality than your broadcast television.
Right.
So if you hook up that iPod and you're watching Desperate Housewives and you hook it up to your TV, it's going to look better than it did coming in on the cable. And the movies, they say, are near DVD quality, slightly worse, but still good enough to watch on your TV. Apple also announced that early next year, sometime in the first 3 months of next year, they're going to release a new product called, codenamed iTV, that you'll hook up to your television using component or HDTV, HDMI connectors, and then it can take wirelessly from your computer all of this content. So suddenly, you'll have all these movies and TV, and you already have a lot of music and photos on your computer, and this iTV will bridge that to your TV so you can watch it.
There's also a generational shift here, I think. I mean, I grew up in the television age, and I've watched as TVs have got... I mean, my first television set that I actually personally bought, I think, was in the early 70s, and it was a 17-inch Sony Trinitron. That was the best quality you could buy, and they could only produce it to 17-inch screens.
Yep.
And you look today, they're, what, 70, 80...
A lot better. A lot better. So that's another thing that you're absolutely right. That's changed.
But I work with a director. I mean, he's a television director. He doesn't own a TV set. He only watches movies on his computer.
Well, and the younger people now are doing that. They, but my kids don't go home and watch TV. They go home and watch the computer. They fire up YouTube. I think what's really happening is, and this somewhat is thanks to TiVo and other ways of recording video. What's really changed is that people, kids, younger generation, don't think of it as coming in off the airwaves. They don't think of it as TV versus movies. They think of it as content. And they don't really care where it came from,
right,
as long as they can watch it.
So how is the television industry going to adapt to that?
Well, they already are. I mean, that's, you see, when you see 40 different networks, over 200 shows available for download from iTunes, that shows you that they realize this is a market. In fact, recently, CBS just created their own online store directly on the CBS site. They call it InnerTube. So more and more you're seeing these guys realize, there's a market here.
And there's not a much better survey or rating service than people actually coming to your site and accessing your material.
Oh, yeah. You know exactly how many people have at least downloaded, maybe not watched. But I think if you pay $1.99 for a show, you're probably going to watch it.
Now, how has iTunes changed the... I was going to say record industry, which is a bit dated, but right next door to my television station, there's a music store. It used to be Virgin. It's not anymore.
Not anymore.
Because Virgin got out of that business.
Apple has now 80% of all the download music sales. In the U.S., they are the number 5 music store of all. You know, there's
you said that. So what has that done to record stores?
Well, a lot of them are going out of business. But you know what? Consumers have said, look, we want to buy them online. And this is what we want. And so you've got to respond, right?
Same with video. I mean, video stores went from VHS to DVD. Are they going to be out of business sometime soon, too?
It hasn't happened yet in video for a few reasons. First of all, these files are very large. Downloading one of these movies on iTunes is about 2 gigabytes. Now, if you have a fast connection, a DSL or a cable modem, that might be a half an hour. But if you don't, you're completely out of luck. You can't even watch these movies anymore.
But that's going to change.
Absolutely. I think more and more people have fast connections. That's becoming much more popular. We use a term called IPTV in the business, Internet Protocol Television. And really pretty much all the experts think, and I certainly think, that people will get as much television from the internet as they get from cable over the next 3 or 4 years. It will be parity. And pretty soon cable they're in trouble.
How are they going to get my 6 o'clock news?
Over the internet. Why not?
So the delivery system is simply going to change, but the content will pretty much stay the same.
Yeah, I mean, things that are live, it's still more efficient to distribute them over the airwaves via broadcast. So live things like your local news probably will continue on broadcast. You know, historically, these new media have not replaced old media. They've just added to it.
Supplemented.
Yep.
Leo Laporte, technology journalist, host, Call for Help TV. He's helping me out today on the Chorus Radio Network, and I welcome your calls to him at 604-280-9898. Toll free, 1-877-399-9898. Will you watch a movie on your iPod? Will you watch the news on your iPod?
You're listening to The Bill Good Show on the Chorus Radio Network. Once again, here is Bill Good.
We have a bid from Mark for $700. That's the leading bid for the Elton John floor seats to the concert on Wednesday, September 27th. That $700 going to the CKNW Orphans Fund, unless somebody tops it between now and 12 o'clock. 604-280-9898. Talking with Leo Laporte, technology journalist and host of Call for Help TV. And I welcome your calls to him. David, hi.
Good morning. Real quick thing that I wanted to mention that I think your host has not brought up as a topic. That is that there's additional revenue streams when it comes to downloads for the networks. I'm speaking of the major networks, the CBSs, the ABCs. They will be a pay-for-download, so you'll be able to download your television or your favorite television series that they have maybe missed on the previous season. That's the first thing. Second thing, he made no mention of Mobisodes, and Mobisodes is a technology where the networks are beginning to produce 120 2-minute episodes that you actually take and will be able to pick up on your PDA as well as your cell phone.
Sure, I'm sure there's lots of things he hasn't mentioned yet. He's only been on 5 minutes, Leo.
Give me a chance. Well, actually, that is a whole other market, which is the cell phone market. You asked, will I watch news from the internet? You might be watching it on your cell phone. A lot of news organizations are looking at that. The problem with cell phones, it's such a small screen. You're paying for connect time. So these are all very short form. And that's what a Mobisode is. It's essentially a short form form of programming designed for a mobile device.
But if I get off the plane and I want to see how the Canucks did tonight.
You can do that right away.
And I can just do it. I might watch 2.5-minute highlights on my cell phone. I don't want to watch a 2.5-hour movie.
Absolutely. And most of the news networks and the sports networks are already doing that. And in, at least in the States, on some network, on some cell phone carriers like Verizon, you can see that right now.
Well, and there's
a lot of
interconnectivity. I mean, Rogers, if I'm not mistaken,
they're
owns the Blue Jays.
You bet.
So
they're looking at this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John, hi.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. Looking to purchase a new flat screen, and I noticed that HD DVD and Blu-ray are spitting out a 1080p, I believe.
Yeah.
And a lot of the screens I'm looking at are only capable of 1080i. Is this a concern for me?
I think it is. It depends if you want to future-proof your purchase, and given the expense of these HD TVs, you probably do. So until recently, all high def means is 720 lines from top to bottom, progressive scan. That means every line is drawn, as opposed to the way your current NTSC TV does it, which is interlaced. It draws half the lines and then the other half. So 720p is what HD TV requires. That's the minimum. But you're seeing more and more televisions now that do 1080 lines top to bottom. More lines, better picture. Until recently, you really couldn't get any content that was like that, but more and more content's being created that way, and as he mentioned, the new HD DVD players, both Blu-ray and HD DVD, support 1080p.
So my two-year-old boasts...
It's absolutely...
Aye!
No, calm down. But there's very little programming yet, and probably you're not going to run out and buy one of these new high-def DVD players because there's two standards and they're competing. They're non-compatible. It's very, they're very expensive. It's early right now on those. And until that shakes out, I don't know if people are going to rush out. If you're going to buy a new set today, you certainly should look at the sets that can do 1,080 lines top to bottom, 1080p.
And I got to say, I mean, the picture I get.
It's fine, isn't it?
Is spectacular. Yeah. So yeah. Am I going to throw away an expensive system just because it's not...
Right. Exactly. Now, many computer monitors can do 1,080 lines.
Depends whether my wife's listening or not.
Yeah, honey. I'd like 1080p. But many computer monitors can do it. So if you want an example of what it looks like, if you have a fast enough, modern enough computer, you can look at 1080p content from the internet. Apple, for instance, has a bunch of trailers in that high-definition format. It does look pretty good.
But if I'm going out to buy a rent a movie for the weekend...
You're never going to get a 1080p movie.
Never or not today?
Not today.
Thank you.
Oh, you certainly will. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, you can now if you buy one of these high def players.
Rusty, hi.
Hello there. This is almost like the auto industry. Like they came out with SUVs and look at all the fuel that they use. I remember MIT did a study about 10 years ago that was sponsored by Nintendo. A $3 million study that Nintendo, why did they were investigating?
Yeah.
That they didn't,
Nintendo FUM, yeah.
Yes, and they said there was no results. Like, I just think people are just going to get more carpal tunnel out of this.
Interesting. Nintendo might be addressing that. Their new Wii, they've announced their new game machine will be out November 19th in a month, and its controller, it has the traditional buttons and joystick, but it also, you don't have to do it that way. It senses its position in the space. So for many games like golf, bowling, you can have it be a lightsaber. You just move your hand around. So if you're going to get anything, you'll get tennis elbow, I
guess. Whatever happened to playing tennis or going to the bowling alley?
You should. I mean, kids today, I probably do have much stronger, tougher thumbs than earlier generations, I have to say. They work out a lot.
Don, hi.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah.
I have to say, this isn't all new because every day I get off of work, I go home and I end up watching all the stock market news and everything off of my computer. I just go to MSN and watch it off of there.
Yep.
I'm just not advanced in technology as much as I, as much as everybody else thinks that we should, and being able to watch it on the cell phones and all this other kind of stuff.
I think you're pretty advanced if you're going home and watching stuff on your computer. That's it. That's the new thing. I mean, how many people watch YouTube? My kids are much more interested in the videos on YouTube than they are on what's on TV.
So is it becoming the new TV?
Very much so. But ultimately, what's going to happen is there'll be no distinction. You'll watch YouTube videos on your TV side by side with the next edition, next episode of CSI. And I don't think kids care where it came from, how you got it. I don't think anybody cares. Can I watch it?
Well, it's funny. How many days go by where you don't Google something?
Right. I mean, look how quickly these things change. Now, one thing that's interesting, right now, I don't know what it's like in Canada, but I spend well over $100 a month on my cable bill to get premium channels and all that stuff. But I get a lot of stuff I don't watch.
If you could
pay a la carte per episode or per series, I bet you your bill would be less and you'd get only the shows you cared about. That's a big threat to the current distribution system.
Now, cable companies have been, at least in this country, incredibly reluctant to go to that model.
Oh, yeah, because they don't make as much money.
So you said something a few minutes ago about this being a real threat to the cable industry. Where do you think cable is going?
Well, it's interesting because many of us get our high-speed internet over the cable. It drives them crazy because essentially you're undermining their business with their own stuff. But, of course, they don't make nearly as much selling you bits as they do premium services. They want to sell you phone. They want to sell you movies. They want to sell you TV channels. The problem is there are competitors that are doing a great job, and they're doing it with cheap high-speed internet. And the cable companies, I've asked them, I said, well, can't you just change your business and become a data provider? And they say there's not enough revenue. It costs us so much to put in the cable. We can't afford just to be a data service.
Yet I know that Shaw in this market has recently gone into both the telephone and television in the sense of providing movie services.
Video on demand? Yeah, you bet. But the problem is if you could also go to Vonage and get it cheaper using Shaw's data service, that scares Shaw, right? That's terrifying to Shaw. And there is a debate over it. Certainly, it's a big debate in the United States because it looks like some internet service providers are going to prioritize traffic so that you are encouraged to use their services.
Well, how big a threat to the phone companies has the internet become?
Huge. And that's why the phone companies are looking at voice over internet. You know, AT&T offers a voice over internet service. The whole world is being reinvented by digital technology, not just records, not just TV, everything. And any form of content, certainly. But every, you know, look at your business, our business, the radio business has changed tremendously thanks to digital delivery. So there's a lot changing. And whenever there's changes, there's people, you know, get dislocated. Some people will be winners. Some people will be losers.
But it still comes down to the word that you talked about earlier, and that's content. I mean, regardless of how it gets delivered, I mean, as long as there's a market for this program, for example, do I care whether it's delivered over an AM radio or podcast,
right,
or delivered through the internet?
Right. Well, it's great for consumers because it gives us as consumers much more choice and much more control over what we do with our content, when we can watch it or listen to it.
But the trick from an advertising point of view is actually measuring that audience.
Right. And in a way, advertisers can be more efficient. They can be more targeted. There are more choices. I think it's good for advertisers. It's good for content creators like you and me, Bill, because somebody's going to need our stuff still. You know, the only people it hurts is people whose business model is tied to one kind of distribution.
Mm. Ruben, hi. Last call.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the NHL this year. You know, we got the cable box, the high def.
It's going to look good.
High def sports, and it's going to be a good season. You know,
once you get sports and high def, you don't ever want to go back.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
you can actually see the puck.
and after the sorry excuse of soccer this summer, you know, the World Cup. Oh my God, it's good to have a real sport back on TV.
The World Diving Championships.
That's right. Oh, a breeze just came by. A bunch of half the Italian team fell over.
Yeah, but even if you don't like soccer, it sure looked good, didn't it, on high def?
Oh man, it
looked
unbelievable.
Good.
Leo, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Every time, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Leo Laporte, Call for Help TV. Rick Fortchuk winds up the week's work with his video picks right after the news headlines to the bottom of the hour. Please stay tuned.